Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Coach's Edge podcast. I hope you guys had a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. It's that time of year where we talk about youth basketball and leagues and some of the rules that we have implemented. And I'm a part of two different youth basketball leagues this winter. And so you have to excuse me on this podcast. I'm getting over a cold. So if I sound a little stuffed up, I definitely am. But as we talk about youth basketball leagues, I'm going to be sharing in this episode a 3-on-3 skills league that I've run and some of the rules that we have in place for our 3-on-3 skills league, as well as my daughter and I'm a coach in like the city community league. And so I'll be explaining some of the rules. That's 5-on-5 full court. So I'll be going back and forth in this episode, explaining some of the rules that the city league that I'm coaching in has, as well as the 3-on-3 youth basketball league that I'm directing has, and just talk about some of, the differences and some of the things that I think are beneficial on both sides and how they can help the players that we're working with. And so that's exciting to me. But man, the worst thing is when you record a podcast and you think you hit the record button and you don't, you finish that podcast, you're talking to yourself in an empty room in front of a computer screen, and you're telling yourself, well, somebody's going to hear this. I don't know who they are, but people are listening, and you're trying to put something good out into the world. And then you realize you never hit the record button. So I've actually done this entire episode already. So my hope now is it'll be just a little bit more efficient. But man, that sucks when you do a podcast episode and you realize you forgot to hit the record button. So anyway, 3-on-3 youth basketball league. We're running a 7-week basketball program. And a couple of the rules of the game. 3-on-3, again, we've talked in past episodes about the benefits of playing 3-on-3. Even more players involved at a time compared to playing 5-on-5 full court. If you have two hoops, that means there's 12 players playing compared to a game of 5-on-5 where there's 10 players playing. So the more active participants and more touches, more repetitions. One of the biggest things that I've noticed watching and coaching full court youth basketball is the majority of the time that those kids spend playing, especially their real young age, which I'm going to talk specifically about our 8, 9, and 10-year-old girls basketball league that I'm coaching in. Most, I don't want to say most, but a large part of the game is just spent running up and down the court because they're playing on an official size court. The hoops are down at 9 feet, but they're still playing on an official size court. So there's so much time just switching ends. They're not really playing basketball, they're just switching ends. And when you play 3-on-3 half court, you're always playing. You're on offense, you're on defense. That's it. You just keep playing. And so there's so many more possessions in a 3-on-3 game. It's unbelievable the amount of repetitions that you get playing 3-on-3. So that was just something that I wanted to add and mention. So with our 3-on-3 league, games are mini games. They're each time they come in to compete, they're going to play 2 12-minute games, and they'll sub after every 3 minutes. A 12-minute mini game. Kids will come in. I will have them predetermined on different teams. They'll play that 12-minute game, 3 minutes. We sub, 3 minutes, mini halftime slash timeout, really more of a timeout. And then we play another 3 minutes sub, another 3 minutes sub. That's the game. Why do we do that instead of playing one longer 24-minute game? One, I want the kids to play with and against as many people as possible. So we play another game right after that, and I've switched teams. We'll move some kids around so they're playing with and against other kids. Also, if a team has a big lead, that really doesn't happen in a 12-minute game. There's not much time in the game for that to even happen. So the games are much more competitive when you play them for a shorter amount of time. The hoops are at 9 feet. We have teams on, okay, so we have these reversible jerseys that we'll wear. And so I'll say, okay, you guys are going to go black, you guys are going to go white. And then to help them with their matchups for our third and fourth grade, I should have clarified this. For our youth basketball 3-on-3 league, it's grades 3 through 6. And so for our grades 3 through 4, we'll go at about 9 feet, and we'll have colored wristbands for those kids. And they'll be matched up with a player on the other team who has the same color wristband, so they know their matchup and who they're guarding. Will we do that for the 5th and 6th grade? No. They'll have that stuff down, who they're guarding. They'll probably be at 10 feet unless like we have some, yeah, I don't see, we're going to be at 10 feet for fifth and sixth grade, but we're not going to do the colored wristbands for who they're matched up with, but they will switch teams each game. So that's a little bit more like a normal 3-on-3. The other differences that we have with our third and fourth grade 3-on-3 compared to our fifth and sixth grade 3-on-3. So different age brackets, different experience levels, slightly different rules. For our third and fourth grade league, we are having a coach be the person that transitions the possession. And so I've spoken about this in past podcasts, but we have an all-time coach slash passer who's around the top of the key area. It doesn't have to be exact. And every change of possession, they get the ball very much like an outlet pass, and then they enter the ball back in to whichever team is on offense. So if you think of a normal 3-on-3 game, that team would simply, if they got the ball, they would clear it behind the 3-point line and then go back into attack. If it was like a steal, a defensive rebound, something like that. And if it was a made basket or a foul, whatever you might have, that team would go and check the basketball up top and then throw the basketball in and play. That's usual 3-on-3, right? Well, again, adopting a little more of a FIBA mindset where the game just continues instead of the check, and instead of just dribbling the ball yourself past the 3-point line and attacking again, we're having the ball go to a coach, and then the coach can then enter it back in to whichever team is on offense. This allows for a couple things. One, it allows us to be able to share the ball with everybody on the team. A coach can say, okay, they can have a little more ownership over this player hasn't touched the basketball in a while. Boom, they can throw the basketball in to them. Instead of getting the kid who gets the rebound, they dribble behind a 3-point line, they dribble back in, they take the shot. And obviously, we're teaching them to be passers and unselfish and good teammates and things like that. But it does help that process with a coach making a pass. It does a couple other things. When a basket is made, instead of walking the ball up and checking and the amount of time that that takes, if the basket is made, the other team simply needs to throw the ball to the coach, and then the coach can immediately throw the basketball back in and play continues. So this is a chance for us to speed up the game instead of waiting for that check. It's also a chance that we can slow down the game and teach if we so choose, meaning players can, coaches can help a player get matched up if they're a little confused. A player can be reminded of their defensive off-ball position, right? Little things like that, and simply given a little reminder. The coach has the chance to do that, hold the basketball for a moment before they pass the basketball in. And that's been really great because, as I emphasize in our parent meeting, this is a teaching-based league. There's no trophy. There's no records kept. We keep score of the games. Don't get me wrong. I want us to compete and I want the kids to try to win the games, but we're not keeping a running tally of who won first place. There's no such thing. We change teams up every single game. So it's a teaching-based league, and the coach being able to have the ball before they throw it in, if they want to give a little points emphasis, they can do that. Each team also has their own coach, and then we have an official. So essentially, there's four people at a basket trying to help in that one game. Now, that's a lot of people. And then we got somebody keeping score. So there are a lot of volunteers to make this league happen. Yes. Is it quite a bit of work? Yes. Is it effective? Absolutely. Do the kids get better? Absolutely. Do they have fun? Absolutely. Like, so it's, don't get me wrong. Like it's a lot of sacrifice. It's a lot of time and energy, but we have a coach for each team. We have a person up top who's throwing the basketball in, and then we have one person who's making some calls. And that's how we run this league. And then we run the same thing for our fifth and sixth graders who are going. And so that's a little bit of our 3-on-3 league. I'm trying to think if there's any other big rules that I haven't. Oh, like foul shots. We're doing foul shots this year. Last year, we didn't do it. So if a player takes a shot and they got fouled last year, we just had them take it up top. Coach would throw it in. Now we're having them shoot free throws, and we're going to have them for our third and fourth graders about 10 feet, and for our fifth and sixth graders at the normal foul line or in that area. So yes, we will shoot free throws this year. As I said, the games are quick, so we're not doing a lot of at the end of the game, this can happen, this can happen, things like that. We have really haven't had to encounter any special situations, honestly, and we've been running this league for a handful of years already. So we'll kind of cross those, cross that bridge when we get there. But I wanted to share a little bit of the full court league that I'm coaching in. So I'm also coaching my daughter's youth basketball team in our community Myrtle Beach League. They're 24-minute games, two 12-minute halves. They sub after every 3 minutes. If you have like 10 players, you have to hockey sub. So no player gets to play, all the time. Now, if you have 8 players, then it's your choice of who you want to sub in and out. But if you were sitting out for 3 minutes, you're automatically going to play for the next 3 minutes. So that's one thing. The league we're playing in, they don't keep score until you get to the older division, which, I mean, I wish they keep score, but that's fine. Not a big deal. Hoops are also at 9 feet. Foul shots are around 10, 12 feet away. Defense needs to stay inside the 3-point line. That was one that we're also adopting with our 3-on-3 league. I've gone back and forth with some different rules. We had one like the person that's guarding the ball can go outside the 3-point line. Everybody else needs to be inside the 3-point line. We've done different types of things, but I think we're going to do what the city league is doing as well. Everybody needs to play man-to-man defense inside the 3-point line. That's what we're going to stick to. That seems to work pretty well, and it helps keep the game closer to the basket than, kids just chasing the ball, and a kid can't dribble very well, and so now it's back by half court, and they're really not even getting close to the basket. So that's another thing that the league is doing that we'll continue to do as well. Team, again, it's a 24-minute game, so 3 minute subs, 12 minutes is halftime. Teams do get some timeouts. There's not a ton of different rules. It's a full court game, and that's that. So with the league that I'm coaching in, this is the first time coaching in this league. I've said, hey, I'm technically the assistant coach, so my daughter gets to be kind of head coached by somebody else, which I think is great for her. And so she's having fun. That's the main thing. Kids are continuing to learn about the game. And it's a pretty loose league. We've had our first game already. Some kids are traveling, some kids are double dribbling. Officials are doing a pretty nice job as far as teaching, but not making every single call. I think there's kind of a gray area that you're trying to find as a official when you're officiating, because you could blow a whistle every single possession if you chose to. And so they're doing a nice job. And so I'm interested to see how this develops over the years, but overall, I'm really excited about some of the fundamental skills that our team has, how much they're going to get better throughout the course of these next couple months. So, if you have any questions about a youth basketball league that you're running, we do have some resources at coachesedge.coach. I'm more than happy to talk about it. I mean, this is like youth basketball. It's this time of year is I'm immersed in youth basketball and coachesedge.coach members. Like, those are my two big things that I spend nearly all of my time doing outside of a little like in practice. We'll go to work with some teams in season here and there a little bit. And then we're planning for the spring and the summer with our older players and training programs, things like that. But if you have any questions about 3-on-3, if you have any questions about youth basketball, and if you're curious about the stuff that we have going with coachesedge.coach and how we're trying to serve other programs around the United States, please let me know. I'm happy to help. Thank you for listening to the Coach's Edge podcast. Get after today.